So in this example, we started with the left-hand side, and we represent it as LHS, and that is cotangent x divided by cosecant x. We converted those expressions into sine and cosine. So the step number two, or line number two, you can see that our cotangent x is converted to cosine x over sine x, whereas cosecant x is converted to 1 over sine x. Now what we can do is that we can simply flip and multiply, or we can invert the denominator and multiply with the numerator. So we have cosine x divided by sine x times sine x over 1. Now sine x and sine x, that's division, so we can cancel them. And once we cancel them, we are left with cosine x. That is our right-hand side. So what we actually did is that we started from left-hand side. We applied the quotient identities, and we got to our right-hand side.